Shanti Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Pashanti
Pashanti
Te Pashanti Te Me Ruchiranyam Basanta.
Pashanti Te Me Ruchiranyam Basanta.
Prasanna Vaktraruna Lochanani.
Prasanna Vaktraruna Lochanani.
Rupani Divyani Varapradani.
Rupani Divyani Varapradani.
Sakam Vacham Sprahaniyam Vadanti.
Sakam Vacham Sprahaniyam Vadanti.
O my mother, my devotees always see the smiling face of my form with eyes like the rising morning sun. They like to see my various transcendental forms, which are all benevolent, and they also talk favorably with me.
Pasanti te me ruchirani ambasanta prasanna bhaktra arunalochanani rupani divyani varapradani shakang bhajang spriho niyana badanti. In the previous verse, it is said, the anannato bhagavata prasajya sabhajayanti mama paurishani. Those who are devotees, they assemble together. Bodhayantam parasparam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, they discuss about the glories of the Lord. Bodhayantam parasparam. That is sadhu sangha. We have also discussed the Satang prasangatma bija sangvida bhavanti ritkanna rasa. When things are discussed about the Supreme Personality of Godhead amongst the devotees, it becomes a different thing than the discussion in the debating club of the non-devotees. Krishna katha is not a subject matter for debating club. It is meant for the devotees. Without devotees, nobody can understand. The others who are not devotees, they simply waste their time in reading Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, such literature. They simply waste their time. Because these subject matters are for the devotees. We have several times discussed this point, that the so-called scholars, politicians and philosophers, they read Bhagavad Gita and comment in a different way. This is their foolishness. They cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible. My Guru Maharaj used to say, it is just like licking the bottle of honey. Now you want honey, I give you one bottle, but you do not know how to taste it. You begin to lick up the bottle. Now what you will taste? If you think, here is the bottle of honey, let me lick, you will not get any taste. It must be open. But the opening key is with the devotee. You do not know how to open it. Therefore, it is said, Satang prasangat mama bija sangvida bhavantirit karna rasayana. The devotee is know how to open it, the bottle. And then they can test. Therefore, Sabhajayanti Jatra Purushani. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, to Arjuna that I am speaking to you this science of Bhagavad Gita. Imam vivasati yogam pratvana hamabhyam idam yogam. Bhagavad Gita means bhakti yogam. So Krishna said formally, say 400 millions of years ago, Bhagavad Gita is not new. It is, first of all, it was spoken to sun god. And from the Manu's age, another says, we can calculate, it is about some millions of years ago it was spoken. Imam vipassati yugam praktvanam abhyam. So Krishna said, that very old yoga system I am speaking to you again. It is not a new thing that I am manufacturing for you. No. Everything, God is eternal and His instruction is also eternal. And the followers are also eternal. There is nothing new. Nitya Shashvatayam Purana. Nitya Shashvatayam Purana. Very old, but still it is eternal and fresh. This is spiritual matter. You read Bhagavad Gita, it was spoken 400 millions of years ago, and then again 5,000 years ago. Still, if you read Bhagavad Gita daily, you will find it fresh. You will never find it old, as Krishna is never old. Advaita achyuti anadi anantarupam adhyam purana purusam. Krishna is the Purana, the oldest man. But navajovanancha. But he is always, see, you'll find Krishna just a young boy, half 20 years. Navajovanancha. So similarly, Krishna's words, everything Krishna, absolute, His name, His form, His quality, His activities, they're all fresh and new. Otherwise, how the devotees can glorify the same Krishna daily with greater enthusiasm? Greater enthusiasm. The more you glorify, you feel more enthusiastic to more glorify, glorify, glorify. This is spiritual. In the material world, if you speak one thing once, twice, thrice, four times, then it becomes disgusting. But how this Hare Krishna mantra you are chanting, you can chant 24 hours, it will feel fresh and enthusiastic. That is spiritual. Therefore, let it therefore, it is not a subject matter. This sound is not like this radio material sound. It is also sound, but it is spiritual sound, and it is coming from the spiritual world. Just like in the material world, we can release some sound. From here, it can be heard from thousands of miles, but not more than that. The spiritual sound, it is released from many, many millions and millions and trillions of miles away. Still, it can be heard, provided you have got the machine to capture it. That is Bhagavad Prem. So those who have God, develop love of Godhead, they can hear. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am speaking to you the old message, Bhagavad Gita, which I spoke to sun god some millions of years ago. So why you are speaking to me? I am not a Vedantist. I am not a sannyasi, I am not any advanced in spiritual understanding. People may say, but Krishna says, yes, you are my bhakto, bhaktosi. Therefore, to understand Bhagavad Gita means one has to become first of all a bhakta. The so-called non-devotee atheist class, scholar and politician, they cannot understand. It is not possible. They cannot enter into it. The same thing, leaking up the honey bottle, that's all. What you will taste? It is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says, tadviddhi pranipatena prasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattadarshina. The same example can be, you can go to a person who knows how to open the bottle of honey, then you can taste. Otherwise, if you simply lick up the book, Bhagavad Gita, becoming a very big scholar, you'll never taste it. You'll never taste it. You can satisfy yourself. Now I'm licking up daily Bhagavad Gita, thrice. But what will understand unless you are a devotee? You'll not understand. The bottle is packed up. So, here it is said, pasyanti te me ruchirani amba santa. They can see me, santa. Not these rascals and fools. They can see, cannot see me. Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabritaha. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita. I am not exposed to these fools and rascals, non-devotees. Why I say fools and rascals to the non-devotees? I am not saying. Krishna says, namang duskitunam mura prabaddante naradhama. Mura means rascal. Mura means rascal. And duskitina. Duskitina means always engaged in sinful activities. No restraint. They can eat everything, they can drink everything, they can do everything without any restriction. They think, what is there in drinking and eating in the matter of religion? That is the new invention of samis and yogis, that you can do everything and still you become advanced. But that is not possible. One has to become a pure brahmana. Then, why in the Vedic civilization a pure Brahman is so respected? Because they are symbolic representation of the Vedas. Satta, Sama, Dama, Titikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam. That is Brahman who has got this qualification. Suttam, who has taken the absolute truth as the aim of life. People, ordinary people, how they know? Sattam, Saucham, very clean, always, Trishandha snan, taking bathing, thrice, Sattam, Saucham, Samam, controlling the mind, not that I am servant of my mind, I shall do whatever my mind dictates. These are the qualifications of Brahman, Samam, Damam, controlling the senses. These are the symbolic representation of the Vedas. So, therefore, satang prasangam, where one has to discuss about the Supreme Personality of Godhead among the satang, santa, satang santa, the same thing, santa. Here the word is santa. Pasyanti me te me ruchirani amba, mother, they can see, santa. Santa sadaiva ridayesu, below kayant. In the Brahma Sangita, again this word is used, santa. Premanyana churita bhakti bilochanena, santa, sadaiva hridayeshu bilokayanti yam shama sundaram achinta gunasaru govindamadi purusham tamaham bhaja. Sir, Krishna, Govinda, Shama Sundara is meant for the Santa, not for the Naradhamas, Duskritana, Muras. They cannot understand. One has to qualify himself to be sinless. Namang Duskritana, this is said, and another paragraph is there. Jesam tu antagatam papam jananam punyakarmana. Those who are completely free from sinful activities. Jisham tu antakata. No more touch with sinful life. Te danda mahanin mukta bhajanti maang dirambrata. They can fix up their devotion and service to Krishna. It is not so easy. But one can become immediately a santa. Within a second. How? That also. Krishna says that sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tva sarva papibha mukhas. The qualification is, unless one is sinless, he cannot understand Krishna. He cannot understand what is Krishna bhajan. But if one is eager, is actually very eager, he can do it immediately. What is that? Surrender to Krishna. Sarvadhanman parityajya, give up all this nonsense, so-called religious principle. Simply surrender to Krishna. Krishna, I was forgotten about you. Now I surrender unto you fully. If you like, you can kill me. If you like, you can give me protection. This is surrender. Not business. Krishna, if you give me this nice thing, then I will surrender. That is not surrender. That is business. When Prahlad Maharaj was offered benediction, my dear Prahlad, you have suffered so much for me, even from your father. Now your enemies are all off. You can ask any benediction you like. Prahlad Maharaj said, what is this, my dear Lord? Am I a baniya, banik, that because I have suffered for you, I shall ask some benediction? Don't offer me that. Because you are the supreme powerful, whatever I want, I can get from you. And I am born in the Asura families. I'm inclined for this material enjoyment. So, don't delude me, my dear sir. Then I can ask you. And why shall I ask you? Because I have seen my father so powerful, even the demigods were afraid of him. And you have finished all his power within a second. So why shall I ask for these things? Kindly engagement in the service of your servant. This much I want. I don't want anything. Therefore, a devotee never asks anything material from the Supreme Personality. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, nadhanangana janangana sundaring kavitangva jagadishakam. They are simply satisfied by glorifying the Lord. That is their only satisfaction. If they get the opportunity of glorifying the Lord, as it is said in the previous verse, that sabhajayante mama paurushani, mama paurushani, the glorious activities of the Lord. This is the way of bhajan. Satatam kirtayantam mam jatantascha dhiravrata. This is the way of bhakti yoga. Simply glorify this. The glorification, so much activities. Krishna therefore comes to give advantage to the devotees. for glorifying him. Because he acts paritranayam sadunam vinashaya chaduskita to kill the demons and to give protection to the sadhus, he has to work. From the very beginning of Krishna's birth, the enemies are there, demons are there. Kansa advised his constables. So be very careful. As soon as there is Krishna's birth, immediately inform me and I shall kill him. He was always thinking of Krishna, a first-class Krishna concept. Always, but to kill him. Similarly, you'll find there are so-called religionists. Their only purpose, so-called scholars, their only purpose is how to kill Krishna. You'll find so many commentaries by the politician, by the so-called scholars, but their only aim is how to kill Krishna, how to take away Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. No mention of Bhagavad Gita, of Krishna. They talk so many nonsense, but they'll never say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he should be worshipped. They'll never say. That means asuras. Asuri bhavamapanna. Namang duskitanam mudha prapadante naradhama. Maya pritagyana. Oh, they are very big, big scholars, sir. You are talking about them as mudha, naradhama. Yes. Because although they are so-called scholars, their real knowledge has been taken. Maya pritagyana. Why? This punishment that their knowledge has been taken up. Asuri bhavamasrita. They're simply thinking of killing me, that's all. How to evade Krishna bhakti? That is their whole propaganda. So we should not be like that. If we want to be fixed up, then in devotional service, then as it is advised, by Kapil Dev, he is the Supreme Personality Godhead incarnate. He says, Pasyantiti me ruchirani amba sant. They can see that so unless God has got form, how one can see? How God can be nirakar? God is never nirakar. But his Sachidananda Vigraha, his Akar, is not like us. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, his form is Sachit Ananda. This body is not Sachit Ananda. Sat means eternal, and Chit means full of knowledge, and Ananda means full of bliss. So, if we study, is our body eternal? No, sir. It is temporary. Say 50 years, 60 years, at most 100 years. So it is not eternal. It is not sat. Asat. Asatoma sadgama. The breathing injunction. Don't keep yourself in this asat body. Just get your original sat body, eternal body. We are not interested. You are simply interested with this temporary body. I am this body. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. I am within this body. This is knowledge. This is called siddhi. So long I am thinking I am this body, then I am cats and dogs. They are thinking like that. But when I know that I am not this body, I am the spirit's part, spirit soul, I am encased within this body. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. So, those who are self-realized, spirit, soul, they can see Brahma-bhuta prasannātmā nasocati nakāṅkati samasarvesa-bhūteshu mad-bhakti-lavati-punām. That bhakti means they can see God, Krishna, and they can serve him. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means to engage your senses, Rishik, and in the service of the Rishikesa. That is bhakti. So here it said, Pashyanti te me Ruchirani. Krishna is so beautiful, Ruchirani. Ruchi means very attractive. Now, fortunately, people in Bombay say that our deity here is more beautiful. They say there is no such deity in Bombay city. So this is our duty to dress Krishna in such an attractive way that people at least see that it is very beautiful. Then he becomes a devotee. Simply by appreciating. Simply by appreciating, if they say, now the deity worship is very nice, then they go a step forward. Step forward, immediately. Simply by appreciation. Then other things will come, gradually. Therefore, the temple worship should be exactly to the routine and to the instruction of the Shastra and Guru and Acharya, so that the worshipper in the temple as well as the visitor, both of them will benefit. They will be gradually seeing. Krishna is so kind that he has consented to appear in a way so that we can see. At the present moment, we cannot see Krishna as he is spiritually embodied. Satchidananda Vigraha, because we have no eyes to see Satchidananda Vigraha. So, here is also Satchidananda Vigraha, Archamurti. It is not idol worship. The atheist class may say so, but it is not so. Those who have got eyes, they can see. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered the temple of Jagannath, immediately fainted. Oh, here is my Lord. Here is my Lord. So one has to become santa, then one can see. But it is culture, by culture. Premanyana Churita Bhakti Bilochane. Santa Sadaiva. When you develop that culture, when you develop that love for Krishna, then you will see immediately and you will faint. Here is my Lord. So, prasanna vaktra aruna lochanani. Prasanna vaktra. Prasanna means pleasing. Somebody was talking that your deity is just like trying to talk with prasanna vaktra. Yes. He had to talk with you. But he's waiting. Whether you are interested to talk with him. That's all. Krishna says that tesam satatajuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam buddhijogam dadamitam. He talks. But with whom? Tesam satatajuktanam. One who is 24 hours engaged with love and faith in the service of the Lord. To whom? Just like if you want to talk with some big man, then you must have qualification. Is it possible that if you want to talk with the big man here, immediately you like? No, you cannot talk. You must be fit to talk with him. Similarly, Krishna is ready to talk with you. He has come. He has descended in Archamurti to talk with you, to be visible by you. Now you make yourself ready and fit to talk with you, then you'll exchange conversation. Santas sadaiva rideyesu bilokanti. This is possible. This is a qualification. So, rupani dibbani varapradani. Dibbani. Dibba means divine. Dibbani. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chame dibbam. Dibbam. They are not material things. One has to see. If you say, as it is said, shakang vachang spriyaniyang badanti. Spriyaniyang, very favorably you talk. Suppose if I say, you have no eyes, you are blind, this is not favorable. The non-devotees, mayavadis, they say, God has no eyes. So it is indirectly saying God is blind. So if I say you are blind, you nonsense, you are blind, is it favorably talking? Most unfavorable. Directly insulting. So those who are talking about God, niraka, no eyes, no leg, no head, no tail, nothing, niraka, they're simply blaspheming. Not spionia. God does not want to hear such nonsense things. Therefore it is said, sākaṁga bācaṁ spionyāṁga badanti. You cannot say that Krishna is blind, Krishna is lame, Krishna has no hands, Krishna has no nothing, nothing. Indirectly saying Krishna does not exist. This kind of addressing Krishna, nirākāra, is not favorable talking with Krishna. Favorable talking, if you want to talk with Krishna, then you must concern the Vedic literature, how Krishna is worshipped. Vinaṁ kannantaṁ aravindadalayatākṣaṁ varahāvataṁ samasitāṁ buddha-sundarāṁ kandharpa-kūtika-maniya-viśeṣa-sobhaṁ-govindam ādi-purusam tamahaṁ bhajāmi. My Lord Krishna, Govinda, is playing on his flute, venuṁ kannantaṁ aravindadalayatākṣaṁ. His eyes are just like petals of the lotus flower. Aravindadalayatākṣaṁ varahāvataṁsa. He has a nice peacock feather. These are the Vedic description of Krishna. Not that the devotees have imagined that the Mayavadi says, just imagine the form of God. God's form cannot be imagined. That is not God. Anything imagination is not fact. It must be factual. And the factual information you get from the Vedas. Not only you get the Vedas, when Krishna was present on this earth, he exhibited his rupa, his form, his activities, his lila, everything he exhibited so kindly. So you have to think of this Krishna lila, Krishna's form, Krishna's activities, janma karma chame dibbam, they are divine. They are not material, because Krishna has got divine body, Satchitananda Vigraha. But to favor us, because devotees are always anxious to see, therefore he comes. When Krishna says, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskita sambhavami jugeji, he comes for two business. First business is paritranaya sadhuna. The sadhus, the santas, or the devotees, they are always, given trouble by this atheistic class of men. So therefore they have no other means. They simply think of Krishna, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Even his father was giving him trouble, so much trouble that he wanted to kill him somehow or other. So they hear the santas, they come. They have to suffer so much trouble by the demons. Therefore, we have already discussed that verse. Titik Sava. Titik Sava Karunika. Santa means he has to suffer. Just see, in the Western countries, Lord Jesus Christ, he was preaching about God, God consciousness. That was the only fault. And he was crucified, you see. He was crucified. The state ordered him to be crucified because he is talking. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu, he is 5 years old boy. He was talking only of Krishna, Narayana. Therefore his father became enemy. He was trying in so many ways to kill him. This is the very old story that if you become a devotee, you must be prepared to put into miserable condition by the demons. That is their business. Asuri bhavam asita. Asuras, just like even Krishna, even God himself, he was attempted to be killed by Kamsa. Not only that, he engaged so many demons. Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, Mahishasur, so many asuras. But Krishna is always Krishna. Paritrana sana vinasaya duskita. He is able to finish this duskitas or the asuras by his omnipotency, that he can do. But the asuras are always, their only business is to give trouble to God and his devotee. Therefore, it is advised, titiksava karunika surida sarvadehina. A devotee should be so advanced that in spite of being troubled by the asuras, he should tolerate titiksava, and still he should be kind upon him. Not that this man is talking against me, against God, therefore I shall be angry and drive him away. No. Titiksava karunika. Everyone in this material world, more or less, they're asuras, atheists. So if you want to preach, then you have to learn tolerance and speak in such a way that these asura can become also devout. That is the business. So, here it is said that Sākaṁ bācaṁ spriho niyāṁ vadanti. So we should pray in such a way, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, spriyaniya. Don't think he's dead stone. That is the conclusion of the atheist class on that. No, dead, no. You talk in such a way that he will be pleased upon you. He will be pleased. He is pleased. He is satisfied in himself. But he wants to see that you are also talking about him pleasingly. That's all. Therefore he comes. Paritrana sadhuna vinasaya siddhis. You talk unpleasingly or pleasingly, it doesn't matter to Krishna. But if you talk pleasingly, then you become benefited. You become benefited. So therefore there are stotra. Therefore Krishna's another name is Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka. Meaning he is worshipped. God is worshipped by the best selected words. Not patchy words, no. All selected words. So you'll find in so many prayers, not only in our Vedic scripture and other scripture also, in Bible, in Quran, the prayer. Prayer is also devotion. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasyam. Bandhanam. This bandhanam. The Christians and the Mohammedans, they offer bandhana. Although they do not worship the deity, but they offer prayers to the Lord. That is also good. That is also bhakti. Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakham, Atmani. There are 9 different processes. So you accept all of them or some of them and at least one, then your life is successful. Spriyanti, very selected words. You surrender to him, but don't talk things which does not please him. You don't say that God is formless, God has no eyes, no leg, no head. These things are there. Just like in the Vedas it is said, apanipada javanagrahita, that he has no hand, but he can accept your offerings. That if he has no hand, then how he can offer your offerings? How he can accept your offerings? He has his hand, but not like our hand. He can extend his hand millions of miles. Just like Krishna leaves his Goloka, Goloka Vrindavan, that planet is many millions and trillions of miles away. But he can accept what you offer. That is Krishna's hand. Not like your hand, 3 feet, no. Therefore, sometimes in the Vedas, it is said that God has no hand. That means he has no this material hand. But he can accept your offerings. That means he has got hand, but that is a different type. That is explained, Satchidananda Vigraha. So in this way, we have to study the science of God, the science of Krishna. Then our life will be successful. And takta dihang punarjanma naiti. And if we can understand Krishna's activities, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, then we become fit for going back to home, back to Godhead. Takta dihang punarjanma naiti. Mami. Thank you very much.